Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Ho, 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 ho. Now, I'm not calling anyone. I'm not asking anyone to appear. I'm just kind of in the spirit.
Didn't sound like you were in the spirit.
Oh.
Well, it sounded pretty forced.
What, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you read me well. It is the season, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Jeff Pitts, managing editor of City View Magazine. Stuff to do. There ain't much stuff to do.
No, we got nothing.
we got that Christmas thing.
There's a drop off. There's stuff this weekend and then nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. All right. Well,
so
that's
it's a challenge. It. We'll do the best we can here, and then I'll juggle.
This is an 8-point type, by the way, right?
Yeah, I forgot to. I just hit print and didn't think to.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys over there at Big Green Umbrella on a cost cutting save with black ink cartridges or something? 8-point. Who the hell reads anything in 8-point type?
It's a long story. No one reads it. It might be 6. Because on my computer, I like to have it in smaller font because it's a long story. Why? Okay. It's because it's on an Excel sheet. So I keep track of things to do on an Excel sheet so that it's just easier to organize.
Sure.
But then on a computer screen, you can blow it up as large as you want.
Right.
Or,
right. But I have a magnifying glass if you want.
Yeah, I might need it. We'll see. Yeah. So check all the dates and times on your own
before you head out, because this could be all upset. All right, what do we got? What's going on?
Hockey tonight.
Hockey.
And Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, hockey wild.
Grand Rapids Griffins.
Griffins. Hate them with a passion. Although, you know who they're a farm club for?
No.
Detroit Red Wings.
What's a griffin?
I think it's a bird.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's a bird. So we're going to give them the bird when they come to the well.
No birds.
No, don't throw birds on the ice.
Down.
Yeah, probably. It's not a good look. Anyway, so yeah, the Griffins are coming to town. 2-night stand at the well.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see what else we have. We have a gun show does not happen in this town without us knowing about it.
Gun show?
Another gun show.
All right. Just in time for the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. Honey, look what I got you, a bazooka.
I think that's the thinking, too. Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Gun show in Altoona at Adventureland Park.
3 big days of firearms. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Get your guns. Get out to Prairie Meadows.
Yeah, have some fun already. And no shooting in the air. Oh, boy. All right, gun show.
Now, if you're going to shoot in the air, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Except that bullet has to fall down somewhere.
That's true. I've always wondered how that works.
Yeah, this is probably not very good.
Does it come down with the same velocity as...
I don't know. Gravity, man. I don't know. It's...
Well.
Dogs.
They're excited about the gun
show. Oh, yeah, the gun show. They say, Dad, can you take us to the gun show? Really? Wow, how cool would that be? Yeah. I'll be a pointer for the day.
Farmers Market's going on this weekend, as always.
Just in time for the holidays. Get your last...
Actually, this might be the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the best Christmas gift you ever got?
Oh, well, that's kind of a tricky question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's the official answer, and then there's an unofficial.
Mm-hmm. Whatever my bride has gotten me.
The most recent?
Yes.
Mine was He-Man.
He-Man?
Yeah.
That was... Yeah, I remember He-Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Best ever.
Yeah.
I still got him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I used to play with, of course, I'm a, you know, these World War II figurines.
Yeah.
Know? They were green plastic.
Uh-huh.
And we would build forts and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean,
the little army guys.
Yeah, army guys. Want to go play army? It was just like hours in the sandbox.
There's no point to that.
Just random thoughts.
MMA is back in Des Moines at Hy-Vee Hall.
Really?
Saturday. The Ascendancy Fighting Championship comes to town.
The Ascendancy Fighting Championship.
Amateur MMA.
Ooh. I have a friend that's a patent attorney here in town, Brent. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's going to, I don't know. I was talking about him the other day. He was an MMA fighter.
Really?
Yeah. MMA, I mean, nothing correlates there, right? MMA fighter and a patent attorney.
No, it's pretty much part and parcel.
Yeah, I guess maybe. You're a patent attorney, you got to be a...
You pretty much have
to. Yeah, right.
Sometimes that's a tiebreaker on the patent.
It could be. Right. Submission hold.
Right. Murder mystery dinner show to Embassy Suites on Saturday.
Nice.
You ever do one of these?
I think.
Yeah. I've never done like a professional one. I've had a friend kind of set one up before.
I take that back. No, I've never gone to do all. No. Yeah. No, I have not done that. I should do that sometime. Mm-hmm. My wife would really, you know, my bride would love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Murder mystery and food and wine and, oh, yeah, she'd be in.
I did play Clue the other night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you win?
Is that one? Nobody won.
Yeah. Is that one of those games that can go forever? Well, kind of like Monopoly?
No, it doesn't last too long. No. Not like Monopoly.
We used to play Monopoly.
Somebody
for
cheated.
Hours, days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boardwalk.
What's your favorite Monopoly?
What do you mean?
Like, which one do you like to get?
Oh, I like Baltic Avenue.
Yeah?
I'm a cheap son of a gun. Give me your $60.
Never heard anyone say that.
Of course not.
Baltic. $60. Yeah. I like the oranges.
Yeah, okay. Oranges.
Mm-hmm. Do you play free parking or no?
No.
Well, in the real rules, there's no money on free parking.
Oh.
You just land on it, it's just free parking.
Right, yeah, that's what we
do. But we always put a 500 in there.
Really?
Yeah, that you get.
Oh, you get?
Yeah, it's like the lottery.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
And then all the tax money goes in there, too. Oh. So sometimes...
You got a lot of money in there.
Yeah.
Free park? I hadn't heard about that.
Really? You've never played with free parking money?
No. No, we were always to the rules.
That's why it takes days. Yeah. It goes a lot shorter if there's a little more money in there.
Got it. Okay. And you can't, you know, you don't get much money off of Baltic Avenue.
No.
No.
My brother just put hotels on the railroads, too.
Is there?
Yeah. I couldn't read. I couldn't read yet.
Oh.
So they'd be doing whatever they want. They put hotels on the railroads. They'd be putting 3 and 4 hotels up on the
and then charge you like
whatever they wanted. Yeah. So I have not a very high winning percentage.
Larcenous people.
Yeah.
Man.
That's why it's good to read. That's why I was so excited to learn.
How's that 6-point type doing?
Reading is an underrated skill.
Yeah, there you go.
Central Iowa Figure Skating Club is putting
really?
On its winter show. Joy to the world is the theme.
Do you know I was with Michelle Kwan last week?
Of course.
Oh, you knew that.
No, I did not know.
I was.
What was?
Olympic skater?
Yeah, I know who Michelle Kwan is.
Yeah.
But why?
We were just at a little event and, chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle was in town. How you doing, Michelle? What's going on? Somebody was there, and they brought skates.
She put them on?
She signed. Signed the skates.
Oh.
But she did lace up some skates, and she was skating at the Brenton Skating Plaza.
Really?
Yes. She was in town for Vice President Joe Biden.
Okay.
Stumping for him. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, that's what was going on. So she was at the Brenton Skating Plaza, and then I was at an event later on that evening.
Was that like the 88 Olympics?
96? Yeah. Yeah. Lovely person.
Can you do a triple axel?
No. Can't even do a...
Double Lutz.
No, double Lutz. But we did ask her, how long did you practice every day?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hours.
Really?
Hours, yeah. 7 days a week.
What do they do?
Practice. I don't know.
Just keep jumping?
Double Lutz, man. I don't know. we didn't get... Yeah. But she was... So my granddaughter, Jovi, was with me, and she's shorter than Jovi.
Oh, really?
Jovi's 11. Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Michelle's not very... She lives in California now, as a matter of fact. That's all I know. That's all I got on Michelle Kwan.
That's all you got, huh?
That's it.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah, what'd you learn from her, anything?
You know, she was just talking about, No. I really didn't learn a lot.
She into politics?
Apparently. She was out stumping for Vice President Biden, and you know, just
she moved a needle. For, you know,
I think she probably there was
that
a lot
endorsement
of
coveted.
You know, I don't know how much endorsements mean.
Yeah,
but it was a nice event, and mm-hmm. and yeah, it was at the anyway. Yeah, it was fun. Hmm.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
probably the most famous. Well, other than politician, maybe the most famous person you've met this month.
This month? Yeah, probably Michelle.
Mm-hmm. How about this year?
Oh, well, you know,
no politicians.
No politicians.
Yeah, take the politicians out.
George Isaacson.
Yeah?
Yeah, George Isaacson is from Lewiston, Maine.
Uh-huh.
He has argued two cases before the United States Supreme Court.
Hmm.
And we were talking about online sales tax.
Did you do MMA?
No. No, that's patent attorneys. Anyway, yeah, he's a pretty famous guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person from Iowa?
The most, I would, Andy Williams, maybe? John Wayne?
John Wayne, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Modern day. Who's the most famous?
There's an astronaut from up in Northwest Iowa. He was pretty famous. Can't remember his name offhand, but
maybe John Allen.
No. Yeah. Met him not several years ago.
Who's the most famous person inside Des Moines?
In Des Moines?
That lives in Des Moines and like, you know.
Oh,
not
you
just,
know who
that
used
wouldn't
to be?
Be famous outside of Iowa.
You know who was?
Who?
Who would not be famous outside of Iowa?
Who? Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't
just
I don't
local celebrity.
George the Chili King, who just recently died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty famous inside of Iowa.
At least his name is.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he would be in these parades every year with a convertible. And, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And wave. And, oh, he's a great guy. George the Chili King. Outside, you know. Yeah. Frank County, who's the mayor. He's pretty famous.
It's up there.
I think the most famous person that I ever met that mm-hmm. lived in Des Moines
yeah.
was probably Tiny Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Tiny Tim. Yeah.
I think we've had this conversation.
I think so, a long time ago, yeah.
See, I want to...
Miss Vicky.
I want to make a list, but I would exclude all politicians and media types, because that's kind of...
Yeah, right, that's a gimme.
Yeah. Anyway, be thinking on it. Let's see. What else do we have? Christmas Carol is at Stoner Theater.
All right. When's that?
This is Saturday still.
Wow.
Iowa State men's basketball take on Purdue Boilermakers.
Hate them.
Hate them?
Purdue.
All right. Let's see. We got the Brenton Skating Plaza.
Michelle Kwan.
And then there is nothing going on next week, so I just wrote down watch a movie. Rise of Skywalker's out.
Do you know, yeah.
You into Star Wars?
Kind of. Yeah, I'll probably go see that. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, we Jews on Christmas,
yeah,
we go eat Chinese and then go see a movie.
Is that right?
Oh, that's the tradition.
That's the tradition.
Tradition. Yeah. So eat Chinese.
So what are you going to see?
I don't know yet. I haven't had the conference with my better half yet.
There's Star Wars, Cats.
Cats.
Mr. Rogers, I'd kind of
Mr.
like
Rogers
to see that.
Would be kind of fun. Tom Hanks, I think, is in
yeah.
there. Yeah,
yeah, I'd be see that.
Cool. Yeah,
have,
it's kind of yeah. cool because of the holidays and Mr. Mm-hmm. Rogers and kindness and love and devotion and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Do you know he was a Navy SEAL?
Tom Hanks?
No, Mr. Okay. Rogers.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't.
That was a rumor. I don't think it's true. All right, what's your pick?
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
What's your pick for this list, Mr. Rogers? Still.
For the list
top
of...
Top pick, if you had to do one of these.
One of those things?
You get to do one of these.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah,
Griffin. It's always hockey.
It's always hockey. Puck drops 7 o'clock. Both days? Saturday, Friday, and Sunday.
Let's see. 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
That six-point font is...
Is correct.
Yeah,
it used to be 7:05, but they switched it. So they switched 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, that's Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff going on in the Metro this week. We didn't have much, but we did fill in enough time so that you'll never get back that over 15 minutes of conversation and riffing on whatever came to our minds. This is just stream of consciousness radio, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps it up for another week. I know, you're sitting there going, thank goodness. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing's Laren Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodler from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.